Hello, good morning, how you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning, Salem and area. If you're in Silverton, Turner, Albany, wherever you're at this morning, maybe you're tuning in online in Arkansas or South Dakota. I know there's a few of you out there, family and friends. Good morning to you. April 20th already. It's 7:06 Pacific time. And if it's your birthday today, happy birthday to you. We celebrate you. You make a difference. And you're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio. I am Stacy Ann, encouraging you to stream us online at KSLM.news. Find us on Facebook at KSLM Radio. We're news that you can use. And we're here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower. And we want to hear from you. If you have news that we need to be telling others about, let us know. You can email me, Stacy, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news. And our local news, looking at the region today, brought to you by Bill Sunderland Agency for all your insurance and financial planning needs. Oregon election campaigns upended by COVID-19. Shaking hands with complete strangers seem unimaginable in April 2020 as, of course, sending volunteers door to door and thousands of people looking for votes this season with the primary right around the corner, May 19th. Yes, can't do that. So what's happening instead? Many people are turning to social media. Yes, they're doing Zoom meetings and Facebook Live events and streaming candidate forums and having all kinds of digital house parties, things like that, fundraisers online. And so we are in that season, and I'm excited to say here in about a week or so, we're going to have a series of elected officials or people wanting to be your next elected official on the air. And so stay tuned as we continue to talk through that. But most importantly, our date's coming up. May 19th is the primary. You need to be registered or check your registration by April 28th. Looking at our numbers over the weekend from COVID-19 in the state of Oregon, so far since January 24, 39,038 tests have been given. Out of that, 1,910 tests were positive. So far, 74 Oregonians have died to COVID-19. In an effort to connect you with news that you can use and bring encouragement, I'm looking for ways to stir and encourage and help our local businesses. And as you know, many of our shows, we've had local Salem area and around Northwest Oregon businesses that can bring you information that you need during this time. And one of the things that has really stirred in my heart, a couple things with COVID-19 that has really put a hamper down. Graduation this year, not going to happen in the way that we've known for generations, right? The other thing is celebrating celebrations of life when people pass away, whether it be from COVID-19 or just in the family, someone's passed away, or even in the hospital. You can't connect and be there with them because of COVID-19. If you're having a baby right now, it's very difficult. A lot of times that's a special event in a family where everybody's around anticipating the birth of the new child in the family. In some instances, people aren't even allowed to go in as a support partner of whoever's having the baby. And one thing that's hit our family pretty close is the fact that weddings, many of them are being postponed right now. And if you've been planning a wedding, like our Madison has been planning for many years, she was supposed to have it in June. That has been postponed, and looking at ways to, and this is in Kentucky, celebrate maybe in the next year or so. And so that kind of puts a real damper on life in general, and maybe you're experiencing that as a listener. Maybe you walk through that. Maybe you have a daughter or son, niece or nephew, granddaughter that is experiencing that. And I'm really encouraged by having my friend Jennifer Gaskell in the studio with us today. She has Blush Bridal and Tux Shop. And it's a wonderful, wonderful experience to go and spend time with her. We're going to talk a little bit about that, but I want to tell you about Jennifer. First and foremost, I've known her, I think, since about sixth grade or so. We were in, I know middle school together. I don't know. I don't remember what elementary school we went to. Maybe it was even elementary school. But she and I have known each other over the years. And in about 2017, her and her family decided to open up this boutique. And it's a wonderful experience. She's got three children. And one of her son was supposed to graduate from Corbin just in May, coming up around the corner. So we'll be talking about that as well. Jennifer is passionate about people. She loves to be with people. She's worked in ministry. She's worked in overseas in Thailand. She with Agape International Missions. She is the kind of person you want to get to know, and she is the exact person you need on your team if you're planning a bridal, a wedding experience. And Jennifer, welcome with KSLM News Talk Radio this morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
Yay! And so, you know, when we talk about talking about having a wedding and planning that event and finding that dress, you know, it's kind of funny on reality TV, you know, they've made such a big deal about, you know, brides and finding that right dress and ringing the bell and all of that. Give us a visual, a verbal visual picture of your boutique and what is it like working with you in Blush Bridal?
Well, we really pride ourselves on wanting our brides to feel like family. We have four other women on staff at our store, and each appointment is a private appointment. So you get your own little private bridal studio. We'll take you back there. We give you a tour of the store. We allow you to pick your dresses. We don't pick them for you. So we allow you to go out there and pick your dresses and take them back to your room. We try all of them on. We allow pictures because, you know, you have to kind of see what you look like in each of those pictures. We bring you up to the front so you can kind of walk in your dress and see how it feels. We encourage everyone to be there, whether it's grandma or mom. If they have to Skype in, we allow for that too as well. And then if you do happen to say yes to the dress, we celebrate with you with a little glass of champagne and an I said yes to the dress picture at the end that we post on our social media, because we want to celebrate that moment with you.
That's exciting. And it really is quite a chore. You know, it's overwhelming. There's so many different styles. And to have a specialist like you to come alongside and your team to say, hey, you know, we're here for you. And it's your choice, your selection within your budget. Speak a little bit to the bride who had to postpone her June wedding or her July wedding. In fact, I'm supposed to be in a wedding middle of June in California as a bridesmaid. And this is a gal who had lost her husband 10 years ago. And so it's a second marriage. And they're going to let us know May 1st what their plans are. They haven't quite decided because people are coming in from all over the country, you know, and have already bought tickets and all of those things. Speak to someone like that or one of your gals that you're dealing with. Talk to them right now.
Well, actually, one of the girls who works on our team was supposed to be getting married May 22nd. So not only was this hitting close to our Blush family, but, you know, we develop relationships with our brides, and so each one is very personal to us. First of all, we are doing whatever they need us to do to help them get through this. It's stressful enough planning a wedding. We don't want to add any more stress. If they need us to store a little bit longer for them, we'll do that. If they need us to do an extra steam, basically, we are just available to do whatever we need to do to help them get through this moment. We are asking them to really make sure that they're saying they're postponing their wedding. We're trying not to use the word cancel.
Right.
We want them postpone for later so that they can celebrate later. If they have to get married now or they want to get married now, and a justice of the peace, we were talking about Zoom weddings, social media weddings, whatever it is that will make them happy right now, it's all about them and getting them through this moment. But I also want to encourage them that this is something you've been planning for a really long time, and you're allowed to grieve that.
Right.
This is something that for most of us girls, we've been dreaming about getting married since we were really little. And all of our brides at this point, if they were getting married in April, May, June, they had it in their head exactly what this day was going to look like for them. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to look like that at all. And so we just want them to reimagine it. It's going to be different, but you're still marrying the man of your dreams. And mm-hmm. you're still, for a lot of you, going to wear that dress that you picked out just for that special day, and to really embrace those things. And that a celebration can come later on, you know, mm-hmm. if that's what you need to do. But we just want to really be there for every single one of our brides, so that they know that they're not alone in all of this.
And starting soon, you're going to be able to do those appointments again, right? You're kicking off and starting soon to be able to, if you're maybe during this season you've been proposed to, maybe you're thinking about starting your, you know, I know our classmate, Senator Bowles' daughter was proposed to during this time, and they're planning a wedding in the future. And I think she threw out some questions on Facebook even. And this is a great time to start inquiring and start looking and get back. And what a great way to get started again for your business. Right.
Yes, we are doing private appointments mm-hmm. so that we are adhering to all social distancing guidelines. Mm-hmm. So we are only having one bride in at a time, up to 3 to 4 guests. We're setting our store up completely different so that we can accommodate that. We know brides are a little stressed as far as maybe a time crunch. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of misinformation out there in regards to what the smaller locally owned bridal boutiques are capable of doing. Mm-hmm. And so we've been really just trying to get the information out there. It doesn't matter when your wedding is, we will help you find your dress.
Right.
We will sell you something off the rack in our store. Our designers, we work with two of the very best designers in the industry, and they have been working with us to get extra inventory into their warehouses mm-hmm. so that they have maybe earlier ship dates. Yes. I mean, we will do whatever we can. We're working with other bridal stores across the country. We'll put something out that says, hey, do you happen to have this dress in stock? We have a lot of options at a lot of different price points, too. I think that's the other misinformation out there, is that if you go to a bridal boutique, it's going to be expensive. We have dresses as low as $399.
Great.
We have 30 to 40 dresses under that $1,000 price point. Mm-hmm. Of course, we have ones that are more expensive, but we can accommodate any price range at all. You don't need to go to a big box store. You don't need to go to a chain store. Support your local bridal stores, because we can do everything that you need us to do to get you ready for your wedding.
And what I found is your local boutique, bridal boutique and boutiques, have that personal relationship, and you know the area. You know what the girl is interested in. You know what her family wants. You know how to read it a little easier, where my experience in the box stores, not so much. It's more of a generic kind of thing, you know, where you go in and you have to hunt someone down to help you. It's mm-hmm. not the same experience. And so the good word for a bride today is that you can still move forward. You need to grieve, and you have permission to grieve the loss or the change, right? Mm-hmm. But it's not the end, and you can still make a plan, and you may have to adjust it. But what great preparation for marriage, right?
Absolutely.
You and your
Absolutely.
Husband, Don, have been together 29 years. I'm sure you have had ups and downs and plans change, right? And
yes.
rearrange things and expectations not mm-hmm. quite there and all of that. And that's part of the human experience, right? We've got Jennifer in the studio with me today. We're talking about brides and her business, Blush Bridal and Tux. So excited to have her here. We're going to get into more details about the bridal experience and picking out that dress when we come back. You're listening to KSLM, Reliable News Talk Radio, news that you can use.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
It's a good morning. Wake up to a
good morning, Salem. You're listening to KSLM, Reliable News Talk Radio, on this wonderful Monday. Can you believe it's already the 20th of April? 7:22 in the morning. Going to be a nice day. We'll see temperature maybe even up to 70 today. Overnight low tonight in the mid-40s. Currently at the KSLM studio, 38 degrees. And in the studio with me, my friend Jennifer. She really has been my friend for quite a long time. She and I went to school together, and we played softball together. And I'm trying to remember, I think we were in choir together.
We were.
Yes, we're both graduates of Sprague High School. And it's so fun to be back in Salem. As listeners may remember, that I was raised here, went to high school here, and then I went away to college, and I've been away. And to come back home and get reconnected with friends and see that they're in business and doing so good and their families are growing and lots of changes. And Jennifer, you were sharing right before the break, you have a wonderful business. And what's the name of the business?
It's Blush Bridal and Tuck Shop.
A tuck shop. Okay. And so you can get all of your bridal and tux needs at this shop. And it's and she was sharing with us last time that in that segment that it's a unique, very individualized experience. And their staff works really hard to make it just perfect for that bride. And tell me a little bit more. Let's get more into like the dresses side of things. I'm sure your tuxes are great too, but I'm more interested in, I have this, you know, Cinderella thing. I'm a tomboy too, though. I like to get out and hike and be outdoors, but I also have this girly side to me. And so tell me a little bit about your designers and your dresses and kind of some of the new exciting news that you guys are into right now.
Well, we have two designers that we work with and we just absolutely love both of them. We have one that is lace, lots of lace. We have a boho line. We have a little bit more of a modern line. And of course, we have your ball gowns. Ball gowns and long sleeves are actually making a comeback. Mm. I don't know if you remember. I was in a ball gown, long sleeve. So they're making a comeback. So that's kind of fun. But right before we closed our shop, we got a very exciting phone call from our Allure Bridals rep. Mm-hmm. And he had told us that he had recommended us for a special bridal line to be carried in our store. Mm. And that although he recommended that we carry this line, it was actually the designing group that was responsible for picking our store, and that designing group was Disney.
Whoa.
Yes. And so Allure Bridals, in collaboration with Disney and also with Kleinfeld's, the bridal store in New York, mm-hmm. Are launching a new Disney Princess bridal line. And we have been chosen to be one of two stores in Oregon to carry the line and only one of 50 stores nationwide to carry the line.
Oh, that is outstanding. So when I hear Disney bridal, I think of just looking at the Cinderella dresses and some of those dresses. Tell me a little bit more, kind of what you the sneak peek that you've had. Have you received any of these as of yet? Because I know you were supposed mm-hmm. to have a big launch, right?
We were supposed to have had a launch in New York last week. Mm. And so, to be honest with you, we have seen three sketches. Mm-hmm. We've seen the Ariel dress, we've seen the Tiana dress, and we have seen the Belle dress.
Wow.
And they're just sketches. So we really don't know what the other dresses are going to look like. And I believe there are 16 to 20 dresses in the line. Mm-hmm. Some of them we won't get in store. They're a little bit more of a higher price point line mm-hmm. that will be exclusive to Kleinfeld's. But we are very excited to see them. They were supposed to launch in May, like over Mother's Day weekend, mm-hmm. But they have decided to push the launch back to sometime in June.
Okay.
We don't have a specific date yet, but we are constantly updating people on our Instagram mm-hmm. and our website. And if you're on our email list, we send an email out just to kind of update everyone every mm-hmm. once in a while, and we'll keep people posted as to when they'll hit the store.
So when I think about these designs and these dresses, are they still in the typical ivory or white, or is there some color? Can you give us a little hint?
There is color.
Oh.
We actually don't have one white dress in our store. And I think in the 3 years that my daughter and I have owned the store, I've sold maybe two or three white dresses, and that's it.
Wow.
Ivory is definitely the best-selling color, mm-hmm. but we have other colors like cafe and Moscato and just different colors that maybe have like a sand undertone or a pink undertone. And those are also very popular because they make lace and sparkle pop a lot more on the mm-hmm. dress instead of blending it in with the dress. Mm-hmm. These dresses, to be honest with you, I don't know what color they are either. I know the Ariel dress is, of course, a beautiful mermaid. It's a strapless mermaid.
Mm-hmm.
And the Tiana dress is supposed to be exquisite as far as its detail with lace. And it's kind of a little, and then Belle's dress is a little bit off the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
So our hope is that we can put together a photo collaboration with other locally owned businesses in our area mm-hmm. To do a photo shoot so that we can kind of put them into perspective as far as what they look like and kind of
set the theme and tone
for their wedding. We're very excited about doing that.
How incredible is that? And when I think about, when you talk about color, You know, for me, I'm a redhead, and so white does not look good on me. So those ivory tones or those undertones, I didn't realize that that's really what's in right now.
Mm-hmm.
What else? The lace is real popular right now. You say the ballroom style is coming back.
Ball gown is coming back. Long sleeves are coming back.
Mm-hmm.
We do have, down in our area, the boho look is, we have a population that really likes the boho look.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot more people eloping. And so that boho look is really perfect because the dress is a little bit more simple, very little train to it, and it makes it easier to, if when you're out on the beach or underneath a waterfall, to navigate and get pictures. I've also seen bridal satin making a comeback in one of our lines that just launched their new line for fall of 2020. So it'll be interesting to see how well that catches on. Sometimes something might be really popular with a designer, and it'll do really, really well out on the East Coast, but
mm-hmm.
not as well out on the West Coast. And I think that's one of the things that makes our shop unique as well, is that we work with our designers to find out what are those things that our brides here are looking for, and those are the dresses that we bring into our store.
And I'm hearing that lace is real in right now, not so much ruffle. Not so much, a little bit
in the mm-hmm. in like a layered ruffle in the bottom part of the dress.
Mm-hmm.
The Ariel dress that I was telling you about has a beautiful layered skirt,
nice,
with a real sleek mm-hmm. ruched top to
yes.
the strapless dress. So yes, that is a little bit in right now.
So once these brides have their dress picked out, right,
mm-hmm.
Then you will store them until their special day and make sure that they're ready. Is that how that works?
It is. It's a little different right now. We are making it an option to buy anything off the rack, but we're primarily a special order store.
Gotcha. You're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio. Hanging out with Jennifer today. We're talking about brides and bridal dresses. We're going to come back and talk more about her business and how COVID-19 is affecting that. Stay tuned, my friend. Good morning.
Good morning. It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning. I'm stepping on my way.
Good morning. Hi, I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio on this wonderful Monday, April 20th. Studio line is 503-589-1220. We're talking all things bridal on this wonderful Monday, and we're glad to have you along. Thank you for tuning in. And I wanted to share with you this headline and some information. You know, a lot of our seniors have been locked in at home if they're at risk because of their age and not able to get out. Some of us who are around for our family, we're able to get them groceries and things, but it's quite lonely. It's a lonely time sometimes anyway, but it's really lonely. And Oregon Health Authority is working with Line for Life's Senior Loneliness Line to support the mental health of people older than 55 in social isolation. They have volunteers trained to provide support, connect callers with resources, and I wanted to share this with you. The hotline is 503-200-1633 or 1-800-282-7035. I'll put this out on our Facebook page too, so if you know anybody would like to have somebody to talk to on the phone and not feel so isolated, I think that'd be a great idea. And it's really neat here at the radio station that I can have studio guests. Just so you know, there's probably about a 6-foot distance between Jennifer and I. Of Jennifer with her business, talking about everything bridal. We're talking about the whole bridal experience. And Jennifer, we were talking right before the break about how your boutique stands apart from your typical bridal box store, marriage generic, I like to call it, where everything's kind of cookie cutter all across the country in the bridal experience. Yours is a unique pampering. It really is an experience. You come alongside the bride and the bride's family to find what they need and what they're wanting and help them get from expressing it verbally down to the real facts of this is what this looks like and here, try it on and see what you think, right? And you were telling me a little bit about special order and special delivery. Go tell me, elaborate on that a little bit more, how that works.
So before COVID, we were primarily a special order store. And what that means is that we have sample sizes in the store and you come in and you try on dresses and they're going to be big or they might be small. But in the end, if you say yes to a specific dress, we take your measurements and then we send them off to the designer. And that is when your dress is then put into production. There's not some big warehouse with 20 dresses in your size just waiting to be shipped out. They are making that dress custom for you. The beading hasn't been sewn on by hand yet. The lace hasn't been put on by hand yet. Nothing about your dress has been made yet. So that's one thing that's really special and kind of fun to explain to brides is that, you know, it's not just some dress that's hanging out there on a hanger. This dress is going to be specifically made for you. It is your wedding dress.
Which is so beautiful because you think about all of humanity. Each and every one of us are unique and designed, hand-designed by I believe, our creator God, right? And how beautiful to have a dress specifically that you pick out that is tailored to you and handmade for you. That's awesome. What a great idea. So special order is not necessarily a warehouse dress on a hanger, like you said. It really is unique. And I think that's important to know, and it does set your business apart from all others. Talk to me a little bit, Jennifer. You started this business in 2017. Is this something that you purchased an existing business, or did you start from scratch? Talk to me a little bit about your vision of going into this field.
We purchased the business as an existing business. My daughter, Madison, had actually worked for the previous owner for 3 years mm-hmm. before we bought the store. The previous owner wanted to retire, spend more time with her grandkids, approached Madison and asked her if she and I would like to buy the store from her. She just felt that she had kind of taken the store to as far as she could take it mm-hmm. and really wanted somebody that she knew and she trusted because it was her baby mm-hmm. To take it to that next level. And so Madison and I for the last 3 years have really been trying to do that with Blush Bridal.
That's awesome. And so you do that in 2017. What part of the year did you launch?
It was actually this exact month. So we are like right in our 3 year anniversary right now.
Congratulations.
Which with the previous owner would actually be the 10 year anniversary. So the store's been around for 10 years, but our 3 year anniversary is this month.
And so you were sharing with me before we started the show today that the last month or the last few weeks, 6 weeks prior to the mandatory shutdown by our governor of all retail, basically. You were sharing you've had some of the best months, and tell me a little bit about that.
We've been closed for about 6 weeks now, and the two previous months leading up to that, we were having, our February was the best month we'd had since we bought the store, and our March, we were able to stay open halfway through March, and we had already done better in halfway through March than we did all of March the year before. So really, we were looking at the possibility of probably having the best bridal season that we'd had to date.
And the interesting thing is it lines up with what President Trump has said, is that our economy was doing very well, very booming before all of this happened. And knowing you and your strong spirit and your resolve to take care of your people, you know, you've been in touch with them. They've been in touch with you. Talk to me a little bit about that relationship with your clients and those that have encouraged you during this time.
We've had a lot of brides reach out by email and just say, hey, just checking on my dress, but first we just want to make sure you guys are doing okay, and you know, is there anything we can do for you? And you know, I always turn around, no, really, is there anything we can do for you? And so the support through email has mm-hmm. been just really wonderful. Our little messages on Facebook. We had a dad and a mom and a bride come in recently. They they're from out of town, and they were coming through, and her veil was in the store. So they came in, and they happened to listen to the music that I was playing. I was playing Elevation Worship at the time. It was just me in the store, and he made the comment of, I love your music. And I just said to him, I said, well, knowing that, I said, would you mind just praying for our business? I said, because I'm not quite sure what things are going to look like at the end of all of this.
Right.
And he just looked at me and he says, I'll do you one better. He says, how about we just pray over your business right now? So he and his wife and his daughter came over and laid hands on the business and just put a covering of protection over our business. And I can't even tell you what that was like. That was just that's actually at the heart of who we are as Blush, is that mm-hmm. we want everyone to feel like we're family and that we're here to support each other through this celebration in your life. And mm-hmm. so that moment was just kind of an epitome of why we do what we do and how blessed we are with the brides that we have. And, you know, we've had friends who've come by the store and have walked by the store and have just prayed over our store and will send us a picture of, you know, there's mm-hmm. social distancing prayer walk.
Yay!
You know, and they'll just come by and they'll say, hey, we just want you to know we came by your store. God has been very faithful to yes. provide for us during this time. It's not easy. And every week it's, okay, well, what can we do this week? Mm-hmm. But I feel a peace and a calm about it just because I know that he's in control and that he'll honor our hard work and the fact that we've given our business over to him. Mm-hmm. He'll honor that in the end.
One of my sayings is he's not surprised by this.
Nope.
He has the answer, and we just need to lean in, right, and be positioned to stay strong, stand strong. And it doesn't mean that we don't get disappointed or frustrated mm-hmm. or have emotions, about what's going on and our lack of control in it, but focusing on what we can control and staying present in this day mm-hmm. and being prepared for the future. I think that's very, very important. And, you know, one of the things that it reminds me of, there's a Norman Vincent Peale saying, and I see you in this. If you help enough people get what they want, you get what you want. And when you get, and that's really how you're helping people discover what they need and what they want. And then that comes back to you. You don't do it for that, but that's what's happening. And tell me a little bit about your working with trying to get your business secured and partnering with, supposedly there's like all this money, right? And all these, all this help and services and things like that and coming down the pike. Tell me a little bit about the frustration part that you've experienced trying to access any of that.
I think that's probably the biggest frustration and disappointment at this point. We have applied for absolutely everything we can possibly apply for at this point in time, with the exception of a loan. And we have seen nothing. Mm-hmm. We applied for the PPP loan, forgiveness loan. We applied for the EIDL grant, which all of a sudden went from $10,000 to $1,000 per employee. We've had friends send us grants that maybe some other independent businesswomen are offering through Spanx or SAFE had a loan that, or a forgiveness loan that you could apply for. And to this day, I still have not received anything. It's been very frustrating. I feel like I was very on top of it because mm-hmm. I knew it was coming, and I try to really keep myself educated as far as just things politically that are going on, particularly with small businesses. Mm-hmm. So I felt like I was very prepared for it. I do not feel like my bank was prepared for it. Mm-hmm. And I think that in the end, that may be the defining reason why we don't have any money available to us.
And that can be extremely, extremely frustrating when you're hearing that there's help and you can't quite link up to it. And you know, some may be linking up and others might, but the system is, and I know there's a lot of folks that are trying to apply for unemployment even here in Oregon, and the system is so old that it's overwhelmed. It doesn't know, there are people that for weeks, 3 or 4 weeks, 5 weeks, they've applied and mm-hmm. have not gotten any assistance. And I think the next few weeks, it's going to start to get real. It already is. It's been 6, 7, 8 weeks. In fact, we were one of the first states locked down, and it has a rippling effect. And of course, we're hearing all about helping the restaurants, and we're hearing about, you know, some of those that have been able to tweak, and that's all good. And I think we should. But it's the mom and pop and the Jennifer bridal business downtown that really we need to be mindful, listeners, of how we can partner, who we can refer to our local businesses and our local economy, because they're employing local people. I think that's where we need to put our efforts when we get back into the swing of things. We really need to think about that. Jennifer, when we come back from this break, I want to talk a little bit about why it's important to vote. Get your perspective on all of that if you'd stick around. Sound good?
Sounds great.
Okay. You're listening to KSLM News Talk Radio, news that you can use. Stacey Ann hanging out with Jennifer. We'll be back right after this.
Good morning.
Good morning. Together on this Monday. I'm Stacey Ann. It's 7:50 in the morning. It's going to be a beautiful day. Temperature in the 70s. Might want to go out for that nice walk today. Maybe a walk jog. I've been kind of working on that. Had some struggle yesterday. I'm trying to do this couch to 5K thing, and my knee was giving me a little grief yesterday, so didn't quite make it, and maybe I'll get there at some point, but I'm happy just to be a race walker. And it seems like that's something that we can do. We can work on our health and the choices that we're making as far as what we're eating, not stress eating, all of that. And Jennifer is here with me today. We're talking about everything bridal and finding that best dress and having that just that beautiful celebration of life and a new chapter in your life. And we know brides, we know moms and dads and grandmas out there listening, if you've had to put a bridal experience and a wedding on hold, we know that that's got to be so disappointing and tough. But it's just for the season. It's just a postponement. You can have the celebration. And certainly if you're just getting engaged, we encourage you to continue to move along in that process. And many businesses around the area, including this business that Jennifer has, is trying to find some lifelines to stay afloat during this time. And Jennifer shared right before the break just the frustration of trying to get connected to these lifelines and keep the business, keep things going in this pause time. And Jennifer, I know that it's frustrating. I know where your strength comes from. We talked about your faith and God is your refuge and strength, and how you've been encouraged by your clients, as well as you're giving out encouragement. But, you know, part of this show, we have the freedom here to talk about our faith, and we have the freedom to talk about our politics too. And those are the two things in society generally says, stay away from religion and politics. Nope, we want to talk about these things because it's all about who we are. We are spiritual beings having a human experience, as my friend Cheryl said, and it's important that we identify our emotions, our physical element, our mental health, and our spiritual element. And part of that is lining ourselves up and voting our values, making sure those that are making the decisions for the good of all, quote unquote, that they line up with our values. And there's something that has happened in Oregon, and I have to share with you, when I tell people I'm from Oregon, when I've lived in other parts of the country, they're like, oh my goodness, you're from Oregon? Wow, how come you're so conservative? And I said, well, Oregon made a great conservative out of me growing up. I wasn't influenced necessarily. My parents are more politically active now than they've ever been. I believe as I lined up with the Lord and my faith, my values lined up, and it lined up in a conservative way. That doesn't make me least compassionate. No, not at all. In fact, Jesus was full of compassion, right, to everybody. And that's what I watched in your life, knowing you all these years. You've had such a deep walk with the Lord and a heart with the Lord and your family. You live it out loud, and I appreciate that about you. Tell me about your experience in voting and being a conservative in this part of the world. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, before my life in bridal, I actually worked on several political campaigns here in Oregon. I worked on the Bush-Cheney campaign in 2004, a congressional race in 2006, and then a Senate race in 2008. So I'm not completely unknown to the ways of how politics work here in Oregon. Mm-hmm. It's very frustrating when you vote, and I do vote. I feel like it is an absolute privilege to vote. I think that it is each of our responsibilities to go out and do that, regardless of how discouraged or disappointed you might be. I don't remember the last time one of my candidates actually won a race, but I still keep voting.
That's good.
So I just think it is so important to vote for, as a business owner, for me, voting for people who are authentic and who truly care about the people of our state.
Yes.
All of the people of our state. You know, I've seen tax against timber. I've seen a tax against life. I've seen a tax against small business with all these taxes that they're trying to impose. Those are not things that are for the betterment of the people of Oregon. And so when I go to the ballot box, I vote for who I know has the people of Oregon best at heart. You actually have one right here in Salem. Another friend of ours that went to high school with, Senator Denise Bowles. I cannot think of a more authentically genuine person who has been involved in Oregon politics for as long as I can remember. Mm-hmm. I remember picking her up from the Capitol building in high school and going out to movie afterwards because she was down there volunteering. She genuinely loves the state and she genuinely loves the people of her district. And if we could have 100 more of her, wow. I mean, that would just be an amazing thing for Oregon. So,
and she really is about the people. I am so impressed, and she's always been that way, you know, mm-hmm. and as we've known her all the years, and very educated on the facts, and she does her best, you know, and that's what I appreciate about her, and you're right, if we can replicate that spirit and that willingness to be mm-hmm. with the people, we'd be in a little better position, I think, and there are candidates that are running, and the difficulty for them right now is they can't go door-to-door, you can't meet them, they're just a name, and I had a conversation with the Marion County office and I said, the auditor, whatever they call it for the elections. And I'm like, how are people supposed to know? I wanted to make sure my registration got in because I hadn't heard a word. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't figure it out online. And I'm pretty savvy when it comes to these things. I think of others who aren't so, maybe it'd be even more difficult. I don't know. And I said, how are people in this time supposed to know? And she said, well, there's a little description in the booklet you'll be getting. And I think that's not enough, and I don't think that's being mm-hmm. a responsible person, but fortunately in the next few weeks we'll be interviewing candidates and let people know where they stand on positions and asking them the tough questions. And again, my measuring stick is, you know, the people like you said, but also voting values, you know, our values of protecting life, liberty, and the hardest part, Jennifer, the Constitution is just like non-existent the last 7-8 weeks. What do you think about that?
It's very frustrating to see. I guess for me, it boils down to like the word non-essential has been used mm-hmm. quite a bit. Mm-hmm. You know, who's to say what's essential and what's non-essential? Mm-hmm. And who's to say that I can't run my business responsibly given the parameters that you've given me? Why do you have to shut me down? Mm. Why can't I use my own common sense to run my business the way that I think I need to run it while still adhering to the parameters that you have set as our state? I think that it's really choked us off. I mean, as far as small businesses, as to, you know, who should be open, who shouldn't be open. Churches is another one, you know. I mean, as far as the liquor stores are open, but the churches are closed. So it's just
And so are the adult stores, by the way.
Yeah.
Which is like makes no sense.
So it doesn't make any sense to me as far as, you know, what are the parameters that define what is essential and what is not essential. If you were to ask a handful of my brides that were getting married in April and in May, they would have probably have said, I am absolutely an essential business. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing what I can from my home to accommodate that. But it's frustrating when you feel like you're really stuck. You're kind of like under a rock. You have no choices. Your rights have been taken away.
Right.
Rights that have been granted to us through the Constitution.
And I think it's important to get that Constitution out, brush it off, kind of like our Bible, and get in this quiet time. Let's get to be students about the Constitution and the Word of God to know what our rights are and where they come from. Mm-hmm. Jennifer, thank you for sharing your time with me this morning. Again, tell people how they can get a hold of you and your business.
Well, we have a website. It is blushbridaloregon.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Facebook. And my biggest thing that I would just love to end with is just, we need a new normal moving forward, and our new normal needs to be supporting local businesses. No matter where you live, support the businesses that are within your community. Where you spend your dollars is where you're supporting.
Very good word from Jennifer this morning. You're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio. My friend, no matter what's in front of you today, we can overcome it around, over, under, or through. You're an overcomer. Be blessed. We'll talk to you tomorrow.